This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Discussions are being held between the United States and Russia to arrange a second summit between their leaders. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said on Twitter Thursday that President Donald Trump has asked National Security Advisor John Bolton to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to Washington in the fall. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, speaking at a security conference in Aspen, Colorado, said that every effort has to be made to protect the U.S. electoral system.
Learn the lessons from the past, put in place the things that we need to put in place in terms of making sure that we can guarantee to the American public when they walk in that voting booth and cast their vote, however they cast it, it is a valid vote. It will not be tampered with.
The announcement of negotiations for another Trump-Putin meeting comes just 3 days after their initial summit in Helsinki. That encounter has led to significant bipartisan criticism in the United States. Two symbolic measures supporting U.S. intelligence agencies in the face of President Trump's shifting pronouncements on Russia's past and continued threats to U.S. elections failed in the Republican-led Senate. Republican John Cornyn of Texas objected to a bipartisan non-binding resolution backing intelligence reports on Russian election meddling. Delaware Democrat Christopher Kuhn said the Senate needs to hear from White House officials who were part of President Trump's private discussions with President Vladimir Putin.
We should be able to question senior leaders who were in the room preparing our president before and debriefed him after his summit with Vladimir Putin.
Kentucky Republican Rand Paul, meanwhile, objected to a Democratic resolution that added support for Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who is investigating Russia's interference in the 2016 elections. This is VOA News.